The Lord be with you.
With your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went on to say to his disciples, "Now I am going away. I am going to the one who sent me. And not one of you asked me, 'Where are you going?' But because I told you this, grief has filled your hearts. But I tell you the truth, it is better for you that I go, for if I do not go, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world in regard to sin and righteousness and condemnation. Sin, because they do not believe in me. Righteousness, because I am going to the Father, and you will no longer see me. Condemnation, because the ruler of this world has been condemned." The Gospel of the Lord. All this week, we're anchored into the Gospel of John, sometimes very elusive, with deeper meanings. It's a Greek gospel. It's the last gospel to be shaped. It comes very late. Therefore, it has a very early theology of the church, sometimes difficult to grasp. However, this week, the great emphasis this week from Sunday is the movement of the Holy Spirit. So let me wonder with you for these few moments about the movement of the Holy Spirit in your life. Jesus is saying, if you are faithful in discipleship, we'll find this the whole week. If you're faithful in discipleship, the Spirit will come and the Spirit will strengthen you. What does that mean for us? The ancient monastic thing, the anchorites, tell the story about the young monk who comes to the leader, the abbot, and he asks, "Where shall I seek enlightenment?" And the abbot says, "My son, go to your cell. Your cell will teach you everything you need to know about life." The metaphor of the cell is your vocation in life. Wherever you are in your vocation in life, that's the place where you must seek enlightenment. We speak about falling out of your story. When you're unfaithful to your vocation, when you offend your vocation, whatever your vocation is, wherever you find yourself in life. Thomas A. Kempis, in his Imitation of Christ, says, "Anytime you leave your home, you are less when you return." Leaving your home meaning you step out of your vocation. So wherever you are in your life, wherever your vocation is, you're married, you're single, you're a disciple of Jesus Christ, when you step out of that, when you're unfaithful to that primary identity as a disciple of Jesus Christ, to live out this discipleship in the place where you find yourself in your cell. It's a summons to us to say, take a second look at your life. Wherever you find yourself in your life, you're old, you're young, you're married, you're single, whatever, wherever you find yourself, you must be faithful to your primary identity in order to live out discipleship in Jesus Christ. And when you are faithful to your primary identity, then the Holy Spirit will come and enlighten you and strengthen you. That's the whole stream of teaching that's running through this week, speaking about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not given to somebody who is unfaithful to your vocation. In order to experience the Spirit, go to your cell. Your cell will teach you everything you need to know about following Jesus Christ. So walk through this day conscious of the fact, in the power of the Holy Spirit, I am called to live in this manner. And if I wander from this, I am less. When I return, I am less. That's Thomas A. Kempis. That's the teaching for the day. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer. We've been asked to include in this Mass the intentions of the priests. I've no idea what the intentions of the priests are. Father Mario is in Nigeria. I'm sure one of his great intentions is that when he tried to come back, they'll let him back in. So we'll keep a special prayer for Father Mario visiting his family in Nigeria. I don't know what Father Ricky's intentions are, but we'll include them in this Mass. And I'd have to search myself to find my intentions. My intentions is to live out the gospel of Jesus Christ and to be kind and gracious and caring about people. In that way, I live out my vocation today. Amen.